All right. Let's start off with what happened after something. Where's what happened?
I believe session. Okay, so part one ended off. We've just got the rest of the army. So we got the goblins and the drows.
Oh yes. So the party has convinced the drows. And the goblins to join them.
Yep.
Upon arrival, the goblins and drows decide that they are going to fight with one another until they end up with equipment packs thrown at them by Rita, kind of putting them in their place.
Beautiful Rita. Beautiful Rita.
the camp start to form around this abandoned building where the party is basically living at after they find this equipment. From here, something happens where they discuss battle plans, and Rita proves that they could or determines that they can train a small militia within 3 days. In that time, a particular NPC starts to eye the Dragonborn.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm going into detail about this. He eventually starts to sense these, let's say, prying eyes. upon leaving, he ends up separating himself from everyone and is ambushed. The party from a distance hears a loud squeal of a scream coming from a dragonborn. When they get to investigate, this female dragonborn, Nala, has enjoyed a metal pipe shoved up God. Where the sun doesn't shine.
I like enjoyed. Not, it was not enjoyed.
upon that night, after everyone goes to bed, our dragonborn Uzu finds himself again being stalked outside of his tent. Upon exiting his tent for some strange reason that no one can fathom, he's ambushed again, and this time he ends up being saved by Rita, who has saved him last time.
Again, Rita saves me.
Yeah, again. And this time she puts curse change, which makes this dragonborn female Uzu's slave, despite his protests.
Let's also note, your roles were insane in terms of how to get me to die, to almost die to a dragonborn.
She wasn't gonna kill you.
She was. You said so.
Oh, she's just gonna smash her head in with a rock a couple of times. You'll be fine.
I quote you saying, I remember, if she can't have you, then no one will. And you kept nat 20 after nat 20 on every single roll of me against her in terms of strength. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I didn't expect it to go so well for her.
But yeah, God.
The next 3 days are pretty uneventful of just training. The first day they hand out equipment, insert Men in Tight songs. where even one player went as far as handing out pantyhose.
Pantyhose are needed. I don't know what you're talking about. Pantyhose are always a good thing. They are extremely flexible, okay? And they are great for moving, and they can protect your nards.
They're actually extremely comfortable, too. You just don't want to get injured with them on. Anyways. Wilmer, do you speak of past experience?
I don't know what you're talking about. I swear, cosplaying doesn't make me do weird things, I promise.
Yes, it does. We know it does. Even acting makes you do weird things.
Wearing a cock sock?
Okay, we're getting into the not safe for life, but okay. from there, I believe the recording eventually picks up the day they go to war, which is day 4.
Yeah, thankfully, we didn't lose that. Oh, God. But yeah, that was a weird role-playing part of our session 3, which ended up with me with the slave and then basically being the fiance of Rita. And
oh yeah, they talked about a blood ritual that has not been performed yet. That will be coming in a later date.
Very much so. And for everyone who doesn't know when this is being recorded, this is being recorded right after we finished session 5, which was yesterday. Very nicely.
We're not done with session 5.
Wait, are you serious? We already have like...
We're not even close.
What? We're on part like 6 of session 5.
Yeah, session 5's... So session 4 ended with you guys leaving. And then, yeah, session 5's not even close to being done.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
Session 5's going to be huge.
And during this time, we have created a Patreon, of course, which is almost done. Be released soon. Oh, and hello, Keely. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Keely Craig. I play Yes, the half giantess who is a barbarian assassin.
Welcome. This is, of course, Keely. She just said, one of our new players who was not there in session 3. You will be seeing her in session 5, and
the end of session 4.
Yes, very much so. And of course, our tallest character in our group.
Yeah. We had to melt off a quarter of her height just to get her more suitable for civilization.
So yeah, for everyone who is listening to this, we hope that you will continue to support us and listen to us, and hope you have a good time listening to session 4 and session 5 when those come out. And thank you for tuning in to basically our sad, sad recap of session 3, part 2, because we lost a bunch of recordings. I had to go toe-to-toe.
Genius heroes indeed.
I swear. I had to go toe-to-toe with the creator of our software just to figure out what happened. Like, me and them had a straight-up argument for 15 minutes.
I will definitely support you in going toe-to-toe against the creator of the software, but it's not a guarantee that we'll survive the fight.
But yeah, thank you, of course. And don't forget to support us on Patreon at The Genius Heroes. Follow us on Instagram at The Genius Heroes. And hope you enjoy and can't wait till you keep listening. Of course.
Thanks for listening, folks.